I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United States and Japan have a close relationship, but it's been growing a little tense of late. The friction point is a U.S. military base on Okinawa. 3 years ago, the U.S. and Japan agreed on a plan to relocate the air base, but Japan has a new ruling party, and it's talking about closing the base altogether. All this as President Obama prepares to make his first trip there later this week. Akiko Fujita has a story from Tokyo.
Demonstrators marched down Tokyo streets this past Sunday, demanding that President Barack Obama withdraw his troops from Japan's southern island of Okinawa. They stopped traffic near the U.S. Embassy, holding signs that read, "Save Okinawa and no more bases." On Okinawa the same day, 20,000 rallied against the U.S. military presence. Protester Midori Komaki says it's no longer just an issue for the people of Okinawa. This is an issue for all of Japan. The crowds are a sign of growing hostility toward the U.S. military presence in Okinawa, specifically Marine Corps Air Station Futenma. The helicopter base is located in a densely populated part of the island. In 2006, the U.S. reached an agreement with Japan to relocate the facility to a remote region in Okinawa. But Japan's new ruling party wants the agreement put on hold because it was made by a previous administration. The Democratic Party of Japan won a landslide victory this fall, in part by promising a more equal partnership with the U.S., and four DPJ candidates from Okinawa won on a pledge to reduce the troop presence on the island. Deni Tamaki is one of them. Tamaki says he wants the U.S. to give the land back to the Okinawans and the troops back home. Okinawa is home to more than half of the 47,000 American troops stationed in Japan. There are 10 bases on the island, but Futenma is the most contentious. Anger over Futenma boiled over more than a decade ago after three U.S. servicemen were convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl. The 2006 agreement came after a helicopter crashed into a local university. Nobody was injured, but the accident raised concerns about safety. Deni Tamaki says it's time the Japanese government started listening to Okinawans. Our leaders must convey our demands to the U.S. But Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama's new administration has sent mixed signals to Washington. Hatoyama campaigned to move Futenma off the island, but he's since backed off from that. The country's foreign and defense ministers say that campaign promise was unrealistic. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he has no plans to revisit the agreement. And last month, Gates threatened to cancel a scheduled transfer of 8,000 U.S. Marines from Okinawa to Guam if Japan tries to move Futenma off the island.
Without the Futenma realignment, there will be no relocation to Guam. And without relocation to Guam, there will be no consolidation of forces and return of land in Okinawa.
Polls suggest most in Okinawa want the U.S. to reduce its military presence there. But locals quietly worry about the impact that might have on the community. The island has long been one of the poorest regions in Japan. Kiyomitsu Nakama runs a motorcycle shop near Kadena Air Base. He says nobody wants the bases around, but the local economy would be crushed if the troops leave. The U.S. is pressuring Japan to make a decision soon. Mr. Obama and Hatoyama plan to hold a joint news conference when the president arrives Friday, but both sides have already agreed not to make the Futenma relocation the focus of the visit. Neither expects to reach a solution in 2 days. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.